The Davis County cat that died after stumbling home is receiving a lot of love from people who heard the feline's unfortunate story. Sage's paws were broken, had burns on his face, even hot glue stuck to his skin. The Humane Society of Utah says a reward to catch the person has exploded. Joining us now on the KSL Newsline is Humane Society Director of Communications, Deanne Shepherd. Thanks so much for joining us. We want to find out more about this. What is the reward at now? And where did all this money come from?
Well, thank you for the opportunity to speak about this. We hope the more information gets spread, the more chance somebody hears it and comes forward with information about the person who's responsible. The reward right now is up to $28,000. And where that came from, we, the Humane Society of Utah, heard about the story Wednesday when the cat was found injured and offered $5,000. And then we worked with the Humane Society of Northern Utah, which is actually a separate organization from us, but since we were both working on the same cause, they put out the notice to collect donations to help with the medical costs, to help the veterinary care. And when the cat passed away, unfortunately, yesterday, everybody, I think, is just so distraught with the horrific torture this cat endured that more donations have been coming in to both the Humane Society of Northern Utah and to us to increase this reward. Today, I spoke with a very generous donor who made a $10,000 contribution.
Wow.
We've had other donations coming in every amount, from $1,000, I know, in any amount, it just helps. We've accumulated enough from both organizations, and then reached out to the Humane Society of the United States, who also contributed $5,000. So we are continuing to get more in, and that's why at this time it's about $28,000, but it potentially could keep going up.
Sadly, it's not the first time that you've been forced to offer a large reward. How effective are these big rewards in finding the criminals responsible?
You know, there's a lot of reasons we do this. We want to make sure people understand that this behavior is not acceptable. It is not tolerated. They cannot just get away with it. We offer rewards to get the story out there to the public, and if people do have information that it gives incentive for them to come forward, then that's great. You know, there's a lot of times where people might have the social pressure not to rat on their friend, but money talks, and sometimes we hope that the amount will incentivize them to step forward with information and do the right thing.
We only have a second, but does Animal Services have any leads in this case?
They do not have any leads at this moment. There's a few suggestions I think they're looking into, but at this moment I do not have any confirmation that they know who did it.
And it's $28,000 now?
Yes, correct.